This is Black, aka Lord Black, aka Black Wolf, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is the one and only Tanuki, the Mackie O'Metal, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast. Kuna, 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 shuriken, shuriken, shuriken.
This is Celeste, aka Scarlet, aka me, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is Starman, a.k.a. Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Karama, host of the Ninja Please Podcast. And I just would like to say thank you for listening, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
The views and opinions of...
That bitch just heat up.
Black
is white hot.
And the Silver Surfer don't reflect the Ninja Please podcast, too.
Oh, boy. Man,
nah. Don't sue us.
All right, Black. So it was, I was talking to Macchio, and it really got me thinking, man. So people was able to get their place to their PS5s this week.
Yeah,
it was
man.
A big deal, you know. Then they did the online pre-order, but you had people outside. And one thing I saw on social media was immediately when it happened, people going on the gram or whatever, they use Twitter, and they just floss. Oh, I got two of them bitches. I got everybody just showing them off.
Dude, I saw was damn showing off the fact that he had beat the Miles Morales already.
Damn.
I mean, why is that a good thing?
He was like, you know he didn't get everything.
Nigga said,
right.
No, he said
he went straight through the store 5 hours.
Man, yep. See,
I thought that was what 10. I was going to see. Okay.
See,
that's what I was going to put in the review. So,
but you see, that's what got them folks. Like, they got to imagine they out there, you know, out there trying to get it. You know, they got their system, but they went and got him flexed. And it's like, all right, you out here flexing. Imagine somebody for the good, you know, who come out here and just. Alright, I'm gonna put my black forces on. I'm gonna put me a mask nice little up. Color jacket. I ain't got a mask up. I'm coming out that much. You gonna see who I'm is. And I'm still. You gonna be out here being all flaw. Goddamn Lupin it up. Like right. Imagine nigga Lupin come on some Lupin shit and just catch a leaving. Oh, okay, yeah. You can't even wait to leave the GameStop parking lot before you start posting. Alright, I'm finna call
right, yeah. I got you.
I'm right there, bro.
Bro, hey, come out that bitch, start flipping them up. Hey, I told him this my nigga gonna be calling Flupin. Flupin the first. He's like, alright, on some Robin Hood shit.
Right.
Are you talking? Alright, yeah, I'ma just steal. Niggas got here getting flow. You're not here flexing. If you flex, you flex too hard, flu pun gonna come. And he pop up with some flu gang Jordans.
Yep.
Flu gang Jordans with a matching jacket. And he just be stealing PlayStation, Xbox.
Damn.
Just dropping
for the poor, yep.
Just dropping them off on random motherfuckers. Like, here you go, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Merry Christmas, motherfucker. Here you go.
Calling the first.
Like when, when he put his jacket on, that the freeze like that.
Yeah, because he got a mask on. Like, he don't need a hood over his mask. He got a regular... A regular
Corona mask.
Corona mask.
Yeah, yeah.
Got the match of Corona mask out there fly as fuck.
Right.
Just out here. Oh, yo, bro. I'm stealing some ice
out.
Just stealing. You ain't even see it.
Hey, bro. You got that new P5, right? Hell yeah, bro. I just caught that bitch. Nah.
Shit,
yeah,
as a matter of fact.
I just caught that bitch, bro. What you talking about?
That got about 3 on, cuz. Yeah, they got one from Bed Buy, Target, and goddamn GameStop. Nigga, I'm about to rack up in there, bitch.
Oh, so when you get that motherfucker, I'm gonna be like, shoot. Like, man, I thought you said you had them. Man, I do, bro. Like, they gone.
Poop on the third.
Right.
It's not the first.
Oh, yeah, the first. Poop on the first.
I'm going to just steal all of them at one time. You ain't even see them coming.
Right, gone.
It's like, boy, that's a hot air balloon. Bro, a hot air balloon stole my P5,
bro. Bro, how the fuck
you can't
you
go
that?
Back home to the hood and be like, bro.
Like, you didn't even see it land in the parking lot, said, number one.
Bro.
And you don't hear the flames.
Like, bro, you ain't see that big ass balloon coming out the sky,
out the
bro.
Sky. Like, bro,
you ain't
giant
see that
balloon,
bit?
Bro.
You hear the goddamn plane coming in front of that bitch.
My cousin said a drone got hell, cuz.
Right, that's somebody else from the other team out there with Flupon.
Yeah, but see, I understand a drone, bro. Like, that bitch quiet.
That bitch, you know
nah,
I mean?
Tell one Flupon tricks, man. He show up as the Uber Eats guy.
Right.
And come out there. As soon as you open the door, shh. Chloroform. Put you to sleep.
All right, got that shit.
Drop you on the cot. Go get the PS5. Walk out. leave one on. So you just feel like, damn, he left me one. But hey, he took the Cat 5.
Mm-hmm.
He took the D plug. And the drug.
Right, and
he left me the system, but he took everything else.
Oh, well, so you can't play yours.
Nah, if it ain't, where you gonna buy it from? Like, oh.
Right, just the cords.
It's not like that yet, bro.
They ain't got that yet. And I'm quite sure that ain't covered under warranty.
You had to go get your whole nervous system, bro.
You're gonna be a bad bitch, bro. Just come out there, but you think you're gonna get schlocked up. Knocked out, take place. Gone.
Right. Fujiko.
Gone. You think you really got Fujiko for $40 in it? You gonna smoke out? Yeah, Charlotte got you $40. I'm gonna smoke. No.
She got some fucking shit in her lipstick when she hit the blunt.
Yeah.
When she hit the blunt and pass it back, and nigga pass out that right, lipstick like, get on her.
But this shit smoking like
a. Right.
Take the shit. Put lipstick on you. What? That's how she gets you. Put lipstick on your shit.
Right. On the blunt. You hit
it. Pass
damn,
it back to
man, your lips smell taste like rose.
Damn, right?
They just fall over, man. But this shit smoking like.
Homie, see her leaving with the fire, bro. Be like, we're going, damn boy, that bad bitch with that fire. We're like, right, no,
she done smoked it. This nigga in here passed out.
That nigga talking about you finna get that shit. That nigga finna get this shit, bro.
They immediately start clowning him.
She done caught that nigga slipping, bro. Like, that was hit P5, bro. I remember that stick on the front.
And this how the shit don't even get shot up. She live in a limo. Cause you think, hold on. Bad bitch, I walked on my partner crib with a P5 and got in a limo. Right. Gloves ain't gonna shoot at the shit. Like,
no, not at all.
Like, bro, who that was, bro? I don't know, bro. Like,
that nigga must be in love or some shit, bro. Right. Like, he just gave with his shit,
bro. Nah, bro, you gave that chick. You gave with that shit.
You just gave her that shit.
Stole my shit. No, bro.
She
brought you that fire dope, nigga.
Right, that what happened. You passed out on
and
that
your ass passed out. And I had already promised her she can get that bitch, bro. Don't lie to me, bro.
Don't lie.
Don't be flexing, bro.
God damn. That's exactly what happened.
You know Flupo ain't gonna come get your ass.
He already did.
Hey, she put the whole thing on IG Live. Whole thing. She log into her IG Live with your phone.
And then if you got a girl that just cover she, her track, so it look like you
clean. She seduce you live. She seduce you live on IG Live.
Oh man,
live on the shit.
You think she
bro,
just
that's her personality. That would be her personality cover, dog. So no, she can actively be a part of the shit.
You gotta follow her while you can because she keep deleting her account. You just know she just pop up.
And she'll
on
pop
IG.
Up in a new place.
She pop up on IG and you just, hey yo, bro, Fujiko live on IG, bro.
Man,
I'm
finna meet that bitch tonight.
You follow her, she go live, you see her do the caper, like, damn, she just finesse that nigga like.
Oh,
and, every, and this the running joke. Yeah. Every nigga like, she ain't gonna finesse me, bro.
Right, right. Like, that's the whole running joke.
She ain't gonna get me, bro.
Like, okay. Like, all right.
She racked them up.
You see her coming, bro. You already know what time it is, dog. Like, don't even fight that shit.
And she always got a different way to do it every time.
Right.
Hey, the wrong some chick gonna try to imitate that shit and run up, and then her baby dad just gonna run up in the crib. Hey, bitch, what the fuck you? Who this nigga is?
Fuck that nigga. That's all you should know.
It's like, baby, Al Kane is still the father for you.
But he knows he followed
Fujiko.
But he thinks
she cheating on him.
Right, right.
So, he followed Fujiko.
Why the nigga dick out of shit, bro?
Right. Fujiko don't do that shit, cuz.
Fujiko smooth, bitch.
She don't have to suck no dick.
You acting like Fujiho.
Fujiho.
No, acting like foolish hoe.
Nah, yeah, foolish hoe.
Nah, I tell you that. Foolish hoe.
Foolish hoe.
Jeez.
No, bro. Why you broke with him, man? That bitch fool gay, is it, bro? That bitch fool gay, bro.
Oh, shit.
I don't think she on some flu pun shit, bro.
Oh,
bro. Hey, bro.
That bitch ain't no Fujiko show.
Ain't Fujiko, that shit. That flaws your cool, bro. That bitch flaw. Damn, Flaujiku.
Oh, shit.
It's a new Pokemon. Flaujiku, Digivolve, too.
A Pokemon that Digivolve?
Damn right.
Why not?
Gonna be the first one.
Shit, the Flaujiku.
Flaujiku, man. You know.
Oh,
bro.
Flujico. Yeah, that's the evolution.
Gotta catch them all.
Catch them all, bro. She catching all the baby daddies.
Right.
That's what she does. She that's her superpower.
Yeah, she catch them
she
all,
she catch cheating baby daddies who don't pay their child.
She get knocked up. She get knocked up by baby daddies and leave Pokeball behind. Bloop. Nah, that's how she get you, bro. She show up with a Pokeball full of condoms and niggas just don't put them on. And that's the whole
right, the options available. You just don't take it.
And it's a whole Pokeball right. full of condoms on the nightstand. And you're like, bro, she got me, bro.
Like, no, she didn't. You didn't ever put one on. Like,
bro, you raw dog. This shit, like, bro,
you could have put one on at any time.
Nigga got Bill Gates money. Well, she got it now, bro.
Right.
Chocolate poke, bro. Like,
I'm telling you.
Got Flupon lawyer.
Sell the Pokeball.
Like, nigga, you didn't read the goddamn warning label, nigga.
Ball either. Right, you know what I'm saying? It ain't the master ball.
The warning label said, warning.
Oh, it's a legendary pussy ball.
You was expecting a white woman to come over with a master ball.
It's preferred on
all that. That's the slavery. They gonna dog fight you. See what they did to Victor.
At least it wasn't the jungle ball, my brother. Am I right? Am I correct?
No, I'm
would you prefer the jungle ball?
See,
you from the jungle zone.
Pokey originates as the pokey, as in polka dots, as in the dots on our head that they put. Because we got
the guns are always to our heads.
Yes, my brother.
And my brother, I mean mom.
The red beams on the pokeballs. Those are the red layers. Those are the red scopes. The lasers.
And then you see how my brother, I see where you're going with that. Because under the red, there's the white. And that's what the white.
The blood is always on top. I'm talking white, the blood.
And watch then right there blood. In the middle, it's a little circle. It's trying to unify, but you know what it's on there? It's black. So right. The black man
they put the has smallest to
outline the red and the white.
And balance it, you see.
Because it's only black when it's full.
And you heard the sound,
me?
Right?
Are you following me?
That's the sound it makes when it opens up.
Why you think Charizard want to be free? He can't be controlled. He can't be controlled.
It ain't because he ain't fit inside of that. They can shrink anything inside of that.
And that's why his name is Ash. You want to turn him to Ash?
You can put humans in Pokeballs, they just don't tell you.
See,
that.
The spirit of the dragon is the spirit of the black man
in America.
That's no, right. What Pokeball would they say it is? In school, they tell you.
Because they want you to believe it's the jinx.
No,
our brother,
no, my brother, you ain't no jinx. No, my brother, what if I told you the jinx is actually a psychic ice-type Pokemon?
Geodude didn't land on us. We didn't land on Geodude. Geodude landed on us.
Oh, my Lord.
I can't even keep up with this shit, man.
Okay. You think the Onyx was, my brother?
Keep going.
Onyx, that sticky fingers, that money get your sticky fingers. But you don't get me. Holla if you hear me.
They want to say, they want to tell you that you're ghastly.
Oh, boy.
That your Hitmon Lees and your Hitmon Chans out there running amok. But you can't be that. Got to be strong. Strong like a Blastoise.
Strong.
You see, the me outs me. They out for me. You see the gold in his head? His third eye is gold, nigga. It's green.
He's fully awakened, my young brother.
Team Rocket was all about
Persia. He's trying to get back to his home. Persia, he know where he's from. He me. Named himself that.
Meowth.
Jesse James, as in a cowboy. You don't
follow me.
You don't follow me?
You don't him. Holla if you
well. Hear.
Jesse James, the cowboy. Cowboy times.
And Team Rock, Team Rocket blasting off. Just want to throw that out there.
In your face.
Looking for alien Pokemon
looking for
out
trouble.
Here.
Make it
double.
Think because you got to work twice as hard.
Twice as hard for half.
You got the male and you got the female. Bring the energies together. What
yin
have.
And yang.
What do you have?
You get the meat out with the gold.
Right. Once again, you have the golden being.
It comes back to Poke, baby.
Right, the Pokemon.
The Poke, baby.
As in, don't poke me with your fake righteousness.
Mon.
Poke, baby.
Mon.
See, that was a diss to the Jamaican brothers, but no, I lost the shoulder. Tell you, Testament. Lost the shoulder.
Lost the shoulder. Tell you that it's the truth.
Wokemon.
Wokemon. Pokemon.
I said, it's a bumper car. You bop, bop, bop.
But not stop the car with my feet, ma.
Those are your crime, ma.
That young goat are your crime,
oh,
ma.
Oh, man. These dogs.
They shed the real tears.
They shed the tears.
They shed real tears.
They shed real tears.
They shed real tears. Son had me feeling like Birdman, man.
Oh, boy. Oh.
What, taxing somebody? Gang, gang. Gang, gang. I repeat. Gang. Gang.
Words too. Okay.
Brat.
Say brat.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I just became a blood recently. I've downloaded the app. It's called Blat.
Oh, okay. All right.
You take a selfie and give you your status. I'm an OG.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I got a couple BGs out there. Apparently, this is how all the rappers get on, too. So,
congratulations, bro.
That's what I was trying to think of. I was like, how would you say that? It ain't congratulations.
Congratulations, bro.
Yeah, you know, need a box of bit bookies.
Bookies on my bowls, man.
Need some big rats.
Bookies on my blows.
Oh my goodness.
I can't play with that shit. Motherfuckers like, bro, you playing now.
They're right.
Let me stop playing with niggas in that gang, bro. Like, for real, bro. I don't know.
Oh no, nigga, you out here rapping a little too hard, my nigga. Yeah, like, bro.
Making a mockery, bro. Like, Ninja Please, they're gonna do you like Rick Ross.
Right. Right.
No, so there was actually a case, like, someone doing a little documentary talking about the time of, you know, these. Basically, the story of rapper Rick Ross getting, like, extorted.
Yeah.
Getting extorted by the GDs.
Yeah.
You know, Rick Ross said it never happened, but apparently there really were tactics and sit in place because he named Larry Hoover on BML. He name dropped him.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, the fact that you name dropped him and you ain't down, you can't name drop like that. And pretty sure some stuff said behind the scenes because you got to understand, like, that chain of command.
That ain't nothing to mess with, though.
Yeah, that's some real shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's some real shit.
That's years of respect and time put in on that, dog. You can't just take the name and be like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just using it as my character's alias. Like, nah, bruh, you can't just do that.
That's why Trick ran him up out of Chicago. Detroit, not Chicago. Detroit. Ran him up out of Detroit.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You is 100% correct.
But I was talking to a friend of mine last week, because like three rappers got shot last week. Two of them died. Three rappers got shot. Two of them died. One in Atlanta, two in Texas.
Well, damn.
And that shit is just fucking ridiculous.
Rest in peace, King Von. Rest in peace, Mo, man. I can't say, like, that showed my age, because I was like, who? When it happened, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I heard some of King Von stuff. I never heard of the Mo guy, but it's like that whole culture of, like, dog, dudes get this money. And I don't know, man. It's hard. It's like, it's that circle of people, bro. It's like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When Pop Smoke was in Cali and that shit followed him out to where he was. And you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know that, you know, he was even, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that affiliated.
Yeah, like he was in an affluent neighborhood in California and motherfuckers like ran up in the house to get him.
Right, like, bro, we know where you at.
And this wasn't no robbery shit. You know what I'm saying? It was allegedly like personal. Like someone knew somebody. Like,
they knew how to get to him, yeah. And they came for him.
Well, he inadvertently posted his address.
Oh, well.
He did a live, and there was a package or something in the background that
damn, they could just see it. Damn. Yeah, that's why you got to be careful with what's in your background when you go on live and shit like that.
It's like, I don't know, man. People just want to touch, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just...
Yeah, and especially in this age where everybody is doing this fucking digital connectivity shit. Like, I don't even watch wrestling anymore like that. But I know who Paige is from WWE. I mean, she is pretty bad. But I wouldn't be stalking this chick and then show up at her house. Now, Paige is a bold motherfucker, which is even more why I like and respect her. She met this dude at the door. Before the police got there, she met him outside. Like, what's up with it? I'm like, okay.
Try Jesus.
Right. Don't try me.
I'm a fucking wrestler. Like, but see, what right. Taught me at the beginning of the
year. And she's English, so she don't play the shit.
It was.
Somebody tried to, I mean, cut you off. Somebody tried to steal something from John Jones' house recently.
Oh, hell no.
And he ran up on them. He ran outside with them with the shotgun, though.
Right. Like, boy, come on, man. You think this is all talk?
Who was it? It was LL Cool J. Someone broke in his house. LL beat his ass.
Man.
Bun B, someone tried to break in his house. It was early this year.
Yeah.
And had a gun with his wife and stuff. He gave the whole situation.
What?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Like, tried to steal his car. Bruh, Bun B shot that shit up. Nigga got hit.
But
he ain't make it.
Fuck, how did I not hear about this?
Yeah,
he went on the Breakfast Club, gave the whole, told, like, yo, but me and my wife, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was throwing me hints that something was off. It was just like, yeah, like, dude got hit up. Like, I'm telling you, like, folks getting extra bold, like, Nipsey, the shit with Nipsey should let you know that shit
people are not untouchable anymore. Yeah,
I'm like, shit is different, bro.
Yeah.
Nothing shouldn't have happened to Nip.
At all, like that.
Not right in front of his own shit.
Not like that.
Right, bro. Like, that let me know that everything is just different now, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, if they want to touch you, they going to touch you. And people always say, well, you being paranoid, 10-4 hat shit. Like, nah, bro, I'm being realistic. Like, for any reason.
Ran in Soulja Boy house.
Yeah. But I love hearing him talk about the story, how it happened.
You're right, shooting everywhere, dog.
So, they came out carrying the
You ever seen that little? It's like on Twitter. It was going around for a minute. I say it in one of my favorites, but it's a part of a video.
Mm-hmm.
And a dude said, two niggas run up into the door.
Yeah,
bah bah. Now it's just three. Bah bah. Now it's just me.
Hell no! This joker here tripping.
Two niggas run up. Well, nice. Yeah, two niggas run up in my door. Bah bah. It was just three. Bah bah. Now it's just me.
This joker here.
No,
boy.
Because he was doing that story around the time. Remember, beginning of the year, someone said that he didn't have the best comeback.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, shit, I'm having this comeback now. So he started doing this comeback and he started telling that story during the press run. He announced the Soulja Boy gaming system.
Yeah, boy, that shit.
But yeah, man, like, even him, like, he told you that, I think it was Hitmaker, Young Bird, he told the story, some niggas just tried to come, a girl that was in chilling in jacuzzi, text niggas, so they came, you know what I'm saying, jumped the gate and then hit the front door, and it was like, bruh, shit is wild, but 6ix9ine still walking around, like, talking shit.
Well, because
he's protected now.
He has government protection.
He's a fucking informant now. This motherfucker is untouchable on that side.
I mean, but, you know, your luck run out.
Yeah, right. Eventually.
I don't wish bad on nobody, but I mean,
luck like that will run out.
You can only, you know, do shit for so long before karma catches up with you in one way or another.
Cause I mean, this is the type of dude that somebody gonna catch your ass at a concert, like, blatantly. Like, I don't give a fuck, I'm sending a message, this motherfucker is gone.
And I mean, he had like, and the crazy part about it is, he had like, that can't happen. I mean, it's,
yeah,
for as much stuff as he talk, it's places he don't go.
Yeah,
he does not go to Houston. Jazz Prince and them ran him straight up out of
there. Yeah, that motherfucker, and then put him on blast with the shit.
Yeah. So I mean, there's places that he does not go, because I mean, he's
not dumb.
But Jay Prince is still, like, he's one of them dudes that's just like,
I'm setting the game at this point.
Yeah, like, you know what
his
I'm saying?
Name should be like Candyman. We should not say his name one more time.
Right, or this motherfucker will come and knock it.
I don't want him to pop up behind me.
Right,
yeah.
Like, hey, bro, you remember that part of that one night? No, cuz, no, my bad.
It's like, bro, all I'm telling y'all is this. Number one entertainer in the hip hop world is Drake.
At this point in time,
the Jazz Prince connection just lets me know shit is fucking real.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can be made.
And he's still saying Jazz Prince rap a lot for life.
Yep. This motherfucker ain't never gonna not say it. Right. He ain't gonna not say it.
Every third song you need to have I Gotta Find Your. Every album you gotta come out with a new version of I Gotta Find Your Love, and then you gotta throw in a reference to us.
Bro, that shit has been going on forever. Cause
that'd be funny as
think
hell.
About it.
He come out with that. He even come with, out with that song every year.
Even with Biggie, bro. Biggie had to do a record. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Yeah. Biggie had to do it. In order to perform in Texas, Biggie had to go on record and give him a shout out. Like, no, Puff. Hey, but you gotta give a shout out.
You gotta realize at that time, especially during that time in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
Rap-A-Lot not only was the number one independent label in the South. It was the number one independent label in the whole country. It was the number one record label, independent record label in the country for some years.
Right.
And just listening to the autobiography of Jazz Prince and then have him narrating that shit, it just painted up.
He did the narration for his audiobook.
It's on title.
Oh, man.
It is on title. It is on title.
Because when he dropped the book, like I bought my cousin Champ. I bought him, you know, shout out to Tiger Woods. I bought him that book. Like, one, he was just like, man, he said, bro, you gotta give me a Christmas present. I was like,
okay.
What? You
shut old like, ass up.
Like, right. That's grown ass.
He was just like, nah, bro. He said, you gotta get me that Jay Prince. And I was like, shit, I gotta get you
a book.
He was like, you asked me for a book. I was like, all right, I'll buy it for you now.
Much respect.
I bought it and mailed it to the house. Like, there you go.
Much respect on that one.
Yeah.
I see why he said it too. He's like, nigga, I can't ask somebody else for this.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't go walk in the Barnes & Noble.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And then pick this shit up.
You can, though. It was in Barnes & Noble. I wanted to get Gucci book. I ain't got around to getting to his. I feel like I know a lot of his life story, though, but
RDJ is the next biographer I'm going to buy when he makes it. He was on Letterman kind of getting to that point where he's ready to put that out because that's something I got to read, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I got to.
Who's RDJ?
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, okay.
I got to hear.
Yeah, see, look, I was thinking like some like Rod Van Dam. Like, no.
Rodney like, Dangerfield. The J.
Rodney Dangerfield Jr.
He's like, is that Rodney Dangerfield's full name? Respect. Right.
That motherfucker, hold on. Say it, wait. That motherfucker was funny as fuck, bro.
Yeah, across the board, like black, white, everything.
No, I'm trying to think whose morning show.
He was very crossover.
I think it was the Dub Banks morning show. This was, rest in peace, Dub Banks. He fucking did. I think it was him. He played a snippet, like a 3-minute snippet on Rodney Dangerfield, and that shit was so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it was just like, oh no, this dude funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like them that type of comedy, that's funny. Animaniacs. I never got the references, but you know,
if you ever get a chance on Showtime, there's two shows. Well, there's a show that I told people about. It's called I'm Dying Up Here.
Okay,
and it's produced by Jim Carrey, and it's about the Comedy Store.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a fictionalized. It's a true fictionalized. Like these stories happen, but they're not the same character kind of thing.
Mm.
But it is a really, really good, interesting story in the life of a comedian. Like the tragedy and the comedy side of you know, a lot of motherfuckers torture souls.
Yeah.
But also they have a documentary series called The Comedy Store about Mitzi and all that. And you know, Rodney Dangerfield, Paul Mooney, Eddie Griffin, I mean all the greats that we can think of.
Yeah.
You know, more or less they probably came through the Comedy Store.
You say this is
before they went off to Letter. It's on Showtime.
Okay, so on Hulu there.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But I'm dying up here. Like I said, that's a really good. Jim Carrey been producing some shows lately that people kind of been sleeping on. He has another show called I'm Kidding, where he's playing Mr. Rogers, like Mr. Rogers type of dude.
Oh yeah, but they won't let him do the show how he wants or whatever. Yeah.
That is a really, 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 really good ass show that nobody fucking talk about. But
that was on HBO, isn't it?
No, it's on Showtime too.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw a preview for it on HBO. No, I could be wrong.
It's called I'm Kidding.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a puppet master at these puppets and shit like that. And then, like I said, I'm dying up here. Both of them shits are really good. And really, like I said, I'm dying up here when he's talking about the Comedy Store. It really paints a really good picture.
Yeah.
About, you know, what they was going through and that shit. Especially, like I said, they talk about Rodney Dangerfield and Belushi.
Yeah.
And just all those old comedy greats and how they started. And that shit is pretty cool. It's like, you know, they built something for people to try their shit out. And, you know, it was, you know, comedians, drugs, it was fucking, it was...
Right, all kind of shit going on. Debauchery, owner, left and right.
The owner was fucking comedians. Like she was divorced. She was newly divorced.
Oh man, so in she her was 40s
and 50s. So her libido was
sky.
She was trying to. And I didn't know this, but this is actually Pauly Shore's mom.
Oh,
Pauly
wow.
Shore's mom is Mitzi from the Comedy Store.
Wow.
And so Pauly, they have like a little part about Pauly Shore. You can kind of see, like, you know, he grew up in an environment where, you know, he's.
He'd
be up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. His mom's house be full of 50 comedians with some, you know, cocaine everywhere.
And right, and now he, that how he became the Weasel.
Yeah. And how MTV, you know, launched him out to stardom and stuff like that. So it's... It was really, I like those kind of things that give you those different perspectives. Like, I love television, I've come to find out. Like, more likely than not, I'm going to make a television show and a movie.
I mean, when there's some good television to be found, you know, you find that you would enjoy it. And it's kind of hard nowadays, but
I'm good.
With so many shows not being out, you have the chance to explore and find other shows.
To tell people about some new shows that are out, it's a show called Connecting that comes on the one that goes boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
I forget, is it NBC or CBS? It's NBC. NBC. Yeah. All right. So Connecting is a show.
CBS got that weird little whoosh sound.
The CBS thing is a camera lens.
Yeah. But it's got that little...
Yeah, I know you're talking about it.
Whatever sound to it now.
The other one is the Technicolor Peacock.
Yeah.
But Connecting is a show about this group of friends. It is a black guy. It is a Latina chick. Let me not call her a chick in 2020. It's a Latina woman. It is a... I don't know the proper terminology for transvestite now.
I would just say they as a safe blanket statement.
Okay. It is a... They.
Yeah.
Okay. Duh. All right. That makes sense. It is a they. A Indian guy. Or he might... Let's not say Indian. What's... Middle Eastern guy.
Okay.
He's married to another guy.
So they going all in.
Yeah, and then it's a middle-aged, like a 30-something year old white guy who's like mom's attic kind of person, but it's his own space. And so they're all staying connected during the quarantine.
Okay.
So they actually just use like iPhones and shit like that because they're doing like live streaming with each other.
Okay.
Or they probably use like little DSLR cameras just to make it fill out. But it's like, you know, really, it's not a high budget show.
Right.
And it's just them. Oh, and one of their friends is a nurse. An ER nurse. And they kind of tackle current issues. Like the very first episode, the nurse came on. She had a breakdown because she had to make a decision on who to give a ventilator to. Should I give it to this old person? Should I give it to this young person? And then you make a decision at the last minute and, oh, wait a minute, there's another ventilator all of a sudden available. So they can both get ventilators, but then that means that somebody just died because, you know, so they go into some real shit.
Yeah.
And then the other episode.
Do they show it?
They don't. No, they show them talking about it.
Okay. Okay.
Like she's having like she was in her scrubs and shit crying and shit having a breakdown over the live call. Yeah. Like she's in a closet because she's working like a 20-hour shift or some shit.
Okay, so it just happened.
Yeah. And so then, you know, they did a George Floyd thing. Where they talked about that being black in America. So I mean they're trying to kind of just talk about shit that's going on and then being sympathetic to people that's like quarantine. Like the gay couple, they got kids and they're homeschooling and I'm fucking married with kids that homeschooling and that shit is fucking awful.
I can imagine.
That shit is fucking awful.
Imagine that.
God, that is the worst shit in the world. I have so much. I never disrespected teachers, but I have so much more respect for fucking teachers because I don't know what the fuck to teach a 3-year-old.
Right.
All right. And then when he does go back to school, he's probably going to be fucking behind. Because, you know, I don't know the fuck I teach a 3-year-old, so now I have to Google shit.
Right, and then that's not necessarily the right thing to go by.
Yeah, you know, so now, like, so it's just something for everybody. Like, there's probably a gay couple out there, there's probably a they out there, there's probably a guy out there, and then the black guy and the Latina person, they secretly want to smash each other and move in, so it's that whole dynamic, too, so it's one of those easy looking shows like you can look at it while you're like scrolling through Facebook and shit like Superstore.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's a pretty good new show. The Goldbergs, the Conners and Blackish, all of those shows are back.
Okay.
Yeah. Same old stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
just good, easy family television. You got kids. The fucking Mandalorian is back, though.
Man, dog. Yeah, we're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about it.
Mandalorian is back.
Yes, it is. I'm so excited.
And Amazon Prime is coming with the content. They are coming. They are coming for Netflix's head.
Hard, because they got the money, so they we'll get that. Yeah. We'll take that.
Yeah,
we'll
take that. They are rolling out series and titles like
nobody's business.
Yeah, like, oh, y'all think Netflix was something?
Right. Oh, we got you.
Oh,
over
we're
here,
about guys. To be Amazon Netflix soon.
Right.
Amoflix.
Right, or some shit. We're Flix going to Prime or some shit.
Yeah, we're going to absorb them because Amazon's a dirty motherfucker. They will. There's at least 20 companies that they competed with that they lowered their price to take a loss just to put that company out of business. And when they absorb that business, it'll go to their website. If you go to Pampers.com right now, it'll go to Amazon. Pampers.com was one of the first subscription-based Pampers things. Like, they sent Pampers to your house.
Yeah.
Amazon slashed their Pampers in half for 3 months until that company went under and bought it.
Damn, how do you buy Pampers? How do you buy Pampers? Like, you would think that's one of the
not Pampers, diapers.
Diapers.com. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was about to say, how the fuck?
No, not Pampers, diapers.com.
Okay.
Yeah, but Netflix has done that. Amazon has done that to at least 10 companies to where if you type in their domain, they're just going to Amazon.
Right.
Because Amazon owns them now. That's
so
when you
now
got,
y'all
that's when
just
you got deep pockets.
Distribution.
Yeah, so that's what I was like. Amazon will fuck around and give away Prime for free for a year.
And just fuck
suck
everything
up Netflix
up.
And all their services. And then you go to Netflix and it'll be Amazon Prime.
Right.
Because that's how the streaming wars are going to end. The streaming wars are going to end the same way the cable wars end. With
right.
Only,
they all
going to
get absorbed by somebody. Yeah, they all get absorbed by somebody else, though.
Disney's making a play.
Yeah.
Disney's making a play, but...
I mean,
and Hulu is their shining beacon because Hulu and Netflix weren't neck and neck. Netflix is always the big dog, but Hulu has current TV shows. Netflix can't compete with that.
Yeah, I mean, you got actual television you can watch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is how the streaming wars is going to end with.
Mm-hmm.
With Amazon owning all Amazon and Disney. That is it. Everything else will be absorbed.
Well, he is okay.
I mean, charged up, man.
Right. Send him in.
Man.
Oh, boy, it's got me rolling out here.
They're bringing back BattleBots on Discovery.
Good. I ain't seen a good BattleBots in a while. That shit used to be pretty funny.
Used to build the little robots
and make them fight.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm just scared. I'm waiting for the motherfucker to make the laser shit so I can be like.
I'm just. Yep. I want to see it.
I seen that Black Mirror episode. I know where this shit is going, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, if you see any episode of Black Mirror, I got to get the name of that episode because that's the one episode you got to see. Speaking of some crazy shit, because monster wolf robots are being used by Japanese towns to scare wild bears.
Yep.
What?
Because they killed all their wolves and, not the foxes, but they killed all their wolves thousands of years ago.
And the Japanese town of Takikawa had a problem specifically with bears. Basically, they ended up implementing a surprising tactic, putting up two monster wolf robots described as having a shaggy body and four legs.
And they look
blonde mane, fierce, glowing red eyes.
You would not want to walk up on it.
And it's motion detected. It emits lights and 60 different sounds, and it howls.
Yeah, it looks creepy as fuck. Like, if you saw it at, like, a haunted house type shit. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It looks pretty scary.
That sounds like my brethren.
If you saw that shit.
Nah, bro, I see some shit like that.
Grey wolf.
Right.
Don't put that near the damn the weed cafe, nigga. Like,
Don't do that. You blowing everybody.
It's like, yeah, I'm gonna get my Kuma. It's like, you can keep them down, fucking bears. I told you 2021, buying these whole fashion over cat ears.
Shabba-da-do. Life is sexy, dog.
Life is sexy.
That's all it is to it.
Trying to get some sexy cat ears.
Meow. Meow, man.
Meow, man.
Shit. Yep, yep.
That's their fembot shit. That's the dude who get cat ears, the cat ear add-on for his fembot girlfriend. Yep, yep.
Meow, meow.
That shit like a regular damn cat.
Meow, man.
Meow, man.
You get tired of saying it, but meow, man.
Meow, man. What Tanner Hall get from? Meow, man. Saw that shit tonight, folks.
Y'all remember this shit?
Give it up, son. Show's over.
Yeah. Joke's over, son. Break it up now.
Did you by chance listen to the new Gutty Mod album?
Oh, man.
I did. Well, I'm not finished with it, but the first few songs that I heard, I liked. It was pretty different. It's a Gutty Mod album, but it's not it's not Age Against the Machine.
Yeah.
It's pretty good from what I heard so far. They got features from Big Boy and Andre on there that I heard. I don't know who else is on there, but I'm going to listen to it on my way home.
Chuck D is on there.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, shit, I mean, shit. I couldn't. Yeah, he's like doing some background shit. It's cool. I like the album. It's solid effort from Gutty Mod. I can't praise it enough. They're going to be on the David Banner podcast next episode because I saw a clip for it today, so shout out. I can't wait to see that interview. Anytime you get all of them together interview, like, that's golden time spent, bro. Like, just all the game, the questions you got to ask, and, you know, that's just, like, on some Southern shit, that's, like, some of the original game that you get put on. It's like, oh, no, this shit good
about. Can't pass on that, yeah.
Got to have it.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of some original, the 80s reboot is coming that we've been wanting for a while.
Say by the Bell.
What?
That, too. Short Circuit.
Oh, honey, yeah. Babe.
Yeah, man.
I'm alive.
Nerdist reported that shit.
Yeah, I seen a picture of it doing it with this little black girl who ends up building them or something like that. Well, that's what the poster alludes to, but I don't know if that was fan art, if that was official, but that's what I saw a picture of Johnny Five, and I was like, it's like a little black girl was like Johnny Five, and I was like, oh, y'all finna, what y'all doing with this?
Johnny Five.
Cause they had blackface. They had a blackface Indian, bro. Like,
oh, what?
Yeah, the original
show. Oh, yeah.
It's like, bro, it's like,
I thought you were talking about it in the new one.
No, that was a cool series. So it's like, you do something like that, you really got to, like, I ain't saying, you know, SJW ass off, but, you know, by that I mean you simply got to, like, just make it. Yeah, but just make the damn movie, rebrand it. You gotta rebrand it. Just rebrand the movie.
Comes out in 2021.
2021 is going to be stacked. They just got to figure out how we're going to watch all this shit that's coming out. That's going to be the thing. It's just like, it's so hard keeping up with shit to watch.
They're going to have two Latin writers, Eduardo Cisneros, Cisneros, and Jason Schumann. It doesn't say what they worked on before. But it says it's going to have a Latin X. Update. So LATINX, not no space in it.
Bro, I was watching Bill Maher this morning. He made a joke about that shit. He was just like, look, man, that shit is like fetch. He was saying like that word. He was like, bro, that shit's like fetch. No one really likes to be called that. Y'all make up shit to call motherfuckers. You know, trying to be all correct about their identity. Some people a minority of people will make up some shit to call a motherfucker. And then you were calling that, and they get offended, and you want to complain about people being offended when you made up some shit to call a motherfucker. You could have just stuck with what you already had.
Ooh, what racial slur are we talking about?
Latinx.
That's
what?
Crazy.
People are offended by that? I thought that was like the new generation of Latin people.
No, I was telling I was telling him Bill Maher made a joke about it, and I thought it was funny because the joke he pretty much kicked. He was just like, that shit is like fetch. Like, it's not a real thing. And I was just like, I was just laughing because I was just like, to be real, that shit only exists on the internet. I don't see that in, like, I ain't never met no one who was like, nah, bro, address me as this. So I was like, nah, maybe it's just some internet shit. But continue, my bad.
That was the end of it. That was the end of it. So we don't really have any full details. You had more details than the article had about what
I made
the,
that up in my head.
What the plot of?
Off of some art. I made that idea completely.
But they didn't even talk about the artwork, so you knew more.
I think that was just some fan art I saw.
Okay.
It was some cool looking fan art, but
yeah.
on some crazy shit.
Well, I got okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
But no, I was gonna say Marvel confirmed that Chadwick will not have a digital stand-in. So I don't know if they're gonna go with him already being dead, or if they're gonna do him passing in a flashback through footage they've already.
I'll bet on Paul Walker him. Sorry.
No, you good.
I don't think they're gonna Paul Walker him. They gonna respect him. They gonna respect him in it, but because they already said he's gonna die off screen.
Right.
But I don't know how they're gonna address that. So
probably they'll have it where like Shuri is in contact with him while the shit's happening and ain't shit she can do.
Yeah, probably.
Very you know what possibly. I'm saying? Like that's how that's the only way I can see it. But I mean, I'm pretty sure they can come up with something else. But
yeah. I'm gonna tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, goddamn, the Black Adam movie is supposed to introduce the Justice Society.
Yeah. And, The Rock said that on the panel.
Bro, yeah. Dr. Yeah. Fate is supposed to change the power levels of the whole DCEU.
Yeah.
So,
and The Rock is trying to steer the boat.
Yeah.
He wants to drive the boat.
That's what it's about to be, too.
That's all it is. Like, The Rock just wants to drive
Henry
the boat.
Cavill, they had to drag him back to be Superman because he didn't want to do it.
Because they pretty much was, like, dogging the fuck out of his performance, bro. Like,
he's a weak. I haven't liked any of the new Superman movies. I ain't like Batman versus Superman that much.
The Man of Steel was dope.
I like the first one.
The Man of Steel was the shit, bro.
The first one
like,
was
great. Because the Man of Steel did...
Is that the one that Christopher Nolan did? Well, no, he did all of them, didn't he?
No.
That's the one I think Zack Snyder did.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Man of Steel was the first one.
Because he was creating the DCEU. He had a whole five movie plan for the whole Justice League shit.
What it has is... It got a straight up live action Dragon Ball Z-ish looking fight. Yeah. For like... 40 fucking minutes, like what seems like 40 minutes. They paint the whole movie is fucking slow, and at the end they really go hard. Like I respected the fact because most movies just like you got to go hard because the whole movie ain't been lackluster as fuck.
And this is Superman, and he ain't done very much Superman shit yet.
That fight with Superman and Zod was some of the most impressive like superhero fighting I've ever seen on in a movie.
Back and watch it. I've never been a Superman fan either, so that always kind of plays into
me.
And that was the thing.
I've always just been like,
because in the previous Superman movie, he didn't fight nobody. That's where they kept fucking up. They was just like, bro, I get
let Superman Luthor. Has nobody to fight.
Yeah, I was just like, bro, like, come on, bro, like
they were dependent on that dynamic of the older Superman movies, and it's like this in the age of Superman we have now, he's got villains, but y'all are scared to put him on screen. Like y'all explore Batman's rogues gallery in all these movies, but y'all hadn't had Superman fight Metallo yet in a movie.
And that's like, that seems like that'll be the easiest selling to go to is Metallo because it shows you his, look, we're going to lean back on the kryptonite shit.
Yeah.
And we got this android dude, you done seen it before, but we're going to make you like Metallo.
Right.
We're going to do it Metallo with... They pretty much didn't do with Ultron, but Ultron
turn Metallo into a chick.
Yeah, you know.
And... make her lovable and compassionate.
I think it'd be
they can still have the dude and
yeah,
make
the cool
it like,
ass dude who just
they
like
can humanize the fuck out of him.
Yeah, humanize the fuck out of him.
Nope, they're gonna be progressive. It's gonna be somebody else.
If that's the case, just get one of them chicks. You ain't got to turn Metallo to another damn character. That's half the problem in the first place. When you want to switch some main shit up, when you can just throw another.
Yeah, and they keep
there are
on
so
doing
many
that.
Fucking superheroes you can
they
throw any that. One of them in it instead of trying to switch someone's. You know, some what makes that person unique.
Yeah.
In cases like Green Lantern and Spider-Man, you know, it's like it's not just Peter Parker. It's not just it's not just Hal Jordan. You got others to choose
others
from
to pick. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In cases like that, you can do that. But there are so it's so much more that you could explore. So I would hope they would just have Metallo being. You know, I'm finna just kick his ass because. Yeah, you know, Metallo. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Take half of this.
Twisted my fucking knee at work today.
Actually, it's a logger.
It hurt like a motherfucker.
Workers comp?
Nah, I mean, it was a side gig. It wasn't no goddamn on the job shit. It was me knowing how to do the shit and using a machine that I have in my possession. So
being a gigolo.
Man, what the fuck are you talking about, man? No, it's about goddamn being a carpet dog.
That's what they're calling it now.
Yeah, that's what they call it nowadays.
clean the carpets.
Yeah, you gotta clean the carpet, man. Extract the fuck out of that shit.
Yeah, you have to be surprised at how nasty your fucking carpet is.
Yeah, bro. Like, a lot of folk don't realize that's how they get sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all literally bringing the shit in your house and leaving it there. Like, you might vacuum and shit, but that shit don't get all that shit up, bro. You
need to deep clean that bitch, like, at least every 3 months.
Right. The way this shit is, you might want to do that shit at least once a month.
Hereabouts, yeah.
But what I do is, I go holler at my homie up there in the Mac, and
just because it pours hard,
and you just goddamn put it up, we'll knock it out. Gotta connect with this apartment complex, and when folks get ready to move in and shit. My nigga just Johnny on the spot, you know what I'm saying? Cause I ain't gonna charge what the motherfuckers with the damn trucks do, you know, Stanley Steamers and all them other. I ain't charging nothing like that. Nothing close to that, cause I ain't using no kind of pro equipment that level, you know what I'm saying? I got a little handheld motherfucking Hoover.
That's what you need, bro. You need a jingle.
The Hoover, goddamn. Y'all remember them old Hoover shampooers? They look like vacuum cleaners.
The ones you rent from the grocery store.
The grocery store, yep. They had the big ass red, what was it, Rug Doctor?
Rug Doctor and shit, yeah.
They had a big ass little rent station up there.
I went from being the blunt doctor to the rug doctor.
Somebody was mad at me, alright. So, gotta see this picture.
All right. The picture is
a bunch of
raccoons
in a dumpster, right? Somebody's like, you open the lid and you see this, what do you do? And people are like, oh, I'm gonna laugh and smile.
Shit,
like,
me,
like,
bro.
Give them some food.
No,
like,
the hell you ain't.
Like all kind of shit. And I was like, I'm closing the lid on them trash pandas.
And getting the fuck up out of here.
Do you know how many frowny face? You know how many frowny face?
Got fucking mad.
Man, fuck them trash pandas,
right,
man.
Fuck them bitches
up. Fucking maul your fucking face.
They will kill the fuck out of you.
Yes, they will.
They got thumbs and
like koala bears. People think a koala will fuck you up.
Koala bears will give you chlamydia.
They're
right.
The John Oliver Chlamydia Center in Australia. Yes. He got a chlamydia award for the koalas. I'm like, what the fuck are folks doing to koalas in Australia?
Fucking them.
What you like?
Obviously.
Motherfucker, what it is? David Crockett, bro. I need some goddamn, I need a cap.
Right.
Snap your ass.
That's a raccoon cap. That's a raccoon tail cap. That's not a koala.
I mean, either one, dude.
I mean,
no, these jokers, koalas ain't got no tails.
I mean,
they got a little bush tail, the little one that's right there.
I mean, imagine if it was some Australian pimp who wanted koala. Who wanted koala for a coat instead of a meat?
I don't think that they would do that. That's kind of like along the limit, like a kiwi. Like you, I don't think you.
Yeah, because that shit is like it ain't like the sheep where you shave the shit and you make coats.
That's like a national treasure.
It's like this whole.
That's meat. Like our spirit animal.
Like I'm gonna grow this meat. Oh yeah, boy. Oh yeah, this meat big as fuck.
Right, and you kill it. You don't shave it. You kill it.
Gotta kill it, bro. I need your whole skin, bro.
And that's the fucked up thing about them animals, dog. They make jackets and shit out of them, which I do understand. You gotta kill these animals that are just living their lives. They're not bred to do this. They just living their lives and happen to have very soft fucking.
Goddamn monkey pants, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Right.
You had them monkey pants on.
Tried to get them chinchilla pants, and it was actually monkey fur.
Yep.
I said, that's.
Damn.
Yeah. 130 Secret Service members end up contracting COVID.
I mean, shit.
Trump out there sneezing on everybody in that bitch.
That nigga ain't giving a fuck about nobody, bro. Like,
hey, you saw when he had to go take the test that wasn't no Secret Service around him. Everybody left that motherfucker to walk sad as fuck by himself over there.
Like, nigga, you got us all sick and shit, bro. Like,
Joe Biden's gonna have to fucking fumigate the White House.
Right.
You know that's gonna happen, dog.
No,
the president made them
take them shits off. Like, he made them, like, nah, take that fucking mask off. He was like, they had to take the mask off.
Oh, hell no.
The bitch would have fired me there, bro.
Yep, I'd have been fired. Let me get that.
I ain't no way in the fuck I'm finna take my goddamn
that
mask.
That was kind of, man.
I know you got COVID, bro. I know you got motherfucking COVID. Yeah.
No.
No, I'm not finna take shit off, my nigga.
I was saying it was just crazy how the light went off when I pointed to you.
Yeah.
That's like it was dark. I was like, I
didn't. Yeah. What you say, Black?
No, I was just saying, bro, like, motherfuckers just gonna have to fire me, bro. Ain't no way.
Oh, yeah, ain't no way in the fuck. You can convince me.
If I know you got COVID and you telling me to take my mask off, bro.
No, like, okay, on my way out the door, because my shift is over with, right? You must mean I can go home early today.
Yeah, that's what you're
talking
about.
That's what you're telling me.
I can take my mask off. That's code for.
I'm off. I can go home.
Got the rest of the night off.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
So. All right, so I read a story earlier this week about Ubisoft Montreal staffers were barricaded.
Give Wu-Tang to the kids.
And eventually escorted out by the police because someone had reported a hostage situation at Ubisoft Montreal. Yep.
Watch Dogs?
On yesterday. Yes, the creators of Watch Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Ubisoft Montreal was on lockdown when someone 911 caller said they saw someone robbing in a nearby building.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else reported that there was a hostage situation at Ubisoft, so the SWAT team was deployed on the roof in order to check and make sure everyone's okay, and eventually escorted out the whole building.
Damn.
It came to find out it was a hoax, though. It wasn't real. Someone inflated the situation, but originally CBR had reported, they were the first to report it. Reported it was a hostage situation in Montreal.
And it's crazy because Watch Dogs Legion just came out and this game is about hackers, and you got this kind of situation that suspiciously arises.
Speaking of hostage situations, so at work this week, y'all know where I work, but I ain't gonna announce, you know, but at my place of work, these kids was like, yo, we ain't leaving. And it was past closing hours. And what you mean y'all ain't leaving? You know what I'm saying? And these ain't like no kids. Let me just put this out there. They young adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they know better than to say some old flippant shit to the work staff there. Just because, you know what I'm saying, they done got caught fucking in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what went down. These motherfuckers got caught fucking in this motherfucker. And then when they got caught fucking in this bitch, they got them told everybody in that motherfucker, ain't nobody going home until we find our missing jewelry item.
Jewelry. That's
Okay.
Yeah, they claim they lost a jewelry item worth $800.
Whose fault
is that?
Right, but they accused one of us of stealing the motherfucker. So, of course, the police had to get involved and shit at this point. And I'm like, wow, really? I mean, this is so childish, bro. Like, y'all just got caught fucking in this motherfucker. Take your ass home. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Do that shit at your house, bro. Like, it's COVID out this bitch, and y'all want to just be out willy-nilly fucking and shit.
I mean, that's the code anyway. Like, you supposed to try to fuck publicly. Shout out to any motherfuckers down to fuck publicly, bro. Real shit. That's some real shit. I respect that because I'm with that.
I've done
but
it,
too. My thing is this.
I ain't do it in COVID times, goddammit.
Motherfucker, you get caught, you supposed to dip. Like, yeah. That's the end of it. You get
right.
caught, you
dip. Right.
Right, that's what you do. Go ahead, my guy.
You get caught, you dip. That's
exactly.
You don't stick around hanging out. What you gonna watch me for? Like, no, nigga, you don't get your ass home, bro.
And this ain't. And sad to say, I don't think this is the first time they got caught.
They just don't go fuck.
It's just this time they had some smart shit to say, like, because they were told to leave. You know what I'm saying? Shit's crazy, bro.
Shit, you see, boy.
I'm telling you.
Right. Nigga, I was like, fuck this. What? I'm going to just go pick up this goddamn trash right here and drive off, nigga. Like, fuck the rest
of
this.
And I'm out of here. Right.
Like, nah, really, though, it was already handled. You know what I'm saying? I pretty much called the police myself. Not really, but I gave out the number to them motherfuckers. Like, yeah, call these motherfuckers because I can't get over there.
Right.
Kind of busy right now, like really busy. And
y'all take care of that shit on your time.
It's another goddamn supervisor.
Other than me.
Other than me, yeah. I at least gave you the number to handle the shit accordingly. Like, right. If he there, that's even better. So.
Well, along the lines of crazy shit still.
Yes, sir.
This goes back to the whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing. Jude Law talks about how the situation went on set because he's the co-star.
Oh, yeah. That motherfucker's smooth.
Yeah. He says that he found Johnny Depp's exit as unusual, considering the fact that he was supposed to be one of the main stars in the upcoming film. It was about him going to trial. And the fact that he had only started one day of filming. So they've been filming the movie this whole time. He's only filmed one day.
God damn.
And in an interview recently with Entertainment Tonight, Jude Law plays Dumbledore, young Dumbledore. And he says, in a situation like this, you defer to the studio. That's all you can do.
Yep.
Because you have to turn up and play your part. It was unusual because for me, in fact, in this particular role, Johnny had actually only done one day of filming, I think, on his own. In a franchise like this, mm-hmm. it's the studio and the company that makes the big decisions. And right. you have to go along with those. Because we're just a member of the team. Man. Depp shared the news of his axing on a post on Instagram over the accusations of him being accused as a wife beater. The actor wrote, in light of recent events, I would like to make the following statement. Firstly, I'd like to thank everybody who has gifted me with their support and loyalty. I have been humbled and moved by many of your messages of love and concern, particularly over the last few days. Secondly, I wish to let you know that I have been asked to resign by Warner Brothers from my role as Grindelwald in Fantastic Beasts, and I have respected and agreed to that request. Finally, I wish to say this. The surreal judgment of the court in the UK will not change my fight to tell the truth, and I confirm that I plan to appeal. My resolve remains strong, and I intend to prove that the allegations against me are false. My life and career will not be defined by the moment, by this moment in time. Thank you for reading.
Yeah, Johnny Depp. Yeah, they trying to put an asterisk on your name, bro.
No, not even an asterisk. They trying to just take him out, dog. He lost his case in the UK against the UK son.
What I'm saying, like,
yeah,
they trying to say, you know, Johnny Depp, da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just the legend Johnny Depp, you know?
Yeah. Wife beater Johnny Depp. That's right. What they're trying to put on it.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to damn throw on his name, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp, asterisk the wife beater.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And all his other exes and people that he was in a relationship said that he was never like that. He never did that. He was nothing but caring to them. And they have standing friendships with this dude. They came to his side all throughout this shit.
Right.
And just wait till the trial commence next year in America, bro. That shit finna be fucked up because these depositions... Bro, the tapes alone sell the shit, and in America they don't play that shit.
Bro,
if a woman is beating on the nigga, she gone, dog. It's over with.
Shawty's crazy, bro. You can look at her and tell she's crazy. Bro,
she's sexy as fuck, though, and that's what sold it.
After losing the libel case, I want to just send thoughts and prayers out to Johnny Depp, man. And,
yeah, because it's not right.
I want to send to like both parties involved, man.
No, to Johnny Depp, because she don't deserve that shit. She does not deserve any compassion. She don't deserve him. She don't deserve that role in the movie. She exactly, dog.
How can she say she
was bruised up and all this shit, but she got fucking makeup artist best friends, and they're like, oh, no, she didn't ever have no mark on her. The day that she had that mark, I didn't see no mark. And then on this day, yeah, I saw that mark, but it was gone the next day. Fake shit, bro.
They put the makeup on her. I mean, look. It's one of those things that it's excruciating to watch. You know what I'm saying? It's excruciating to watch and ultimately like my business. It's just one of those things because I really don't know what the fuck going on regardless.
Followed the case, though.
I follow the case, bro. I follow the case. I've heard the tapes. Like, I'm caught up. I'm just saying that still doesn't remove my stance from you really don't know. Whatever you get is the shit that is out sensational. It's sick that...
I know what you're saying. You're saying, like, you still don't know what's going behind closed doors.
Yeah, you really don't
know. But that's what they record.
And what I'm saying is, regardless of what you get out of the recording...
Therapist makes them record everything.
Yeah. Right.
Everything.
But yeah, regardless of what get recorded, it's like that shit right there. I feel my stance is this. If you took his job, it's only fair for y'all to be like, look, until y'all get this shit sorted out or whatever plays out, we don't want to be in bed with now one of y'all because you know what? Ultimately, y'all handle y'all business and we gonna make these movies. Y'all, both of y'all just here's your money and leave us alone. Y'all gonna figure that shit out because I feel like that's the only fair thing because in my eyes, since I don't know what's going on, I'm 50-50 with whatever the fuck's going on. I really don't know. I can't lean.
I don't want to have this liability bite me in the ass later.
Yeah, it's just like, bro, like, regardless of what's going on, this is some crazy shit that's going on. And it's fucked up that it's fucked up that something that personal really is some sensationalized shit.
That's why he didn't want it to go this far, and she took it there. She was like, "No, I'm finna drag you because you a man, and nobody's gonna believe you." She told him this shit, and that's what's happening. She told him that shit, point blank on that tape. She said, "You a man, ain't nobody system, bro. Right? Ain't nobody gonna believe you, Johnny Depp, the man. Oh, because I hit you, you walked out of the room. You did the noble thing. Oh, you did the right thing.
But you Captain Jack though."
Right, exactly. But it's Captain Jack, though.
Speaking of rough, man. All right, I'm here.
Sean Connery?
Yeah, man. 2020 is just not over yet, bro. And it's sad. Like, 2020 took Kobe, and shit ain't been the same since, bro. Like, that ain't even no joke. It's like 2020 took Kobe, and shit has literally...
We've been living in this age of American untouchability, thinking that the shit like that happens overseas ain't gonna never happen here.
Shit that happened in America,
some kind of disease.
The people I've met overseas are just really like, oh, they really let y'all have guns. That's what they say to me. They was like, bro, do y'all really have guns like that? I said, yeah, you can have guns.
Yeah, like, bro, they can't even have a knife like that, bro. Like, that's like, bro, the kind of crime they have.
It's like, bro, we can't have guns. Like, we don't even have that type of crime because we don't have guns. Why don't y'all get rid of the guns? And I was just like, you can't get rid of guns.
You can't. Not gonna have too many people like having them.
I was just like, no. It was just like, because you ain't going to never get rid of all of them, so you can't get rid of none of them.
But
so,
the thing about it is, the difference is they're more militarized than we are. Like, they could easily have a martial law scenario than we would.
Okay, I get what you're saying in that sense. Yeah, I mean, with, depending on the state, a lot of them places, but at the same time in the UK, I mean, the UK is the same. You can't count them the same lifestyle, but they just can't have guns like that.
Mm-hmm.
Same lifestyle we got, first world privilege. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But they just don't have guns like that. America's right. Like, nah, bro, we got Texas. And like, bro,
they like guns.
Like, bro, no, this violence is so intertwined with our whole culture. Like, America's culture essentially boils down to violence. Everything about America is just violence, bro. Yeah. From the genocide to the slavery to the wars that we've won to save the world.
That's what America and freedom is,
bro. It's a whole people like
freedom cost $1.05. What do you think that is?
Like, bro, yeah. I mean, like, bro, it's like death and taxes, right. Bro. Like, America's death and taxes, bro. It's like it's real out here, bro. Yeah. We get it. We know it's up. It's death and taxes over here. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. They let you make a bunch of money so they can take half. And then you
if you
trying to get
married and you decide not to work it out, then no, you're taking
this,
half.
You reach this threshold, we taking half. Government taking 40%. That's definitely 50.
Like, and then when you die, your debt transfers to the people that you got left alive. If you got a progeny, your debt transfers.
You still got taxes.
Right.
Like, so at the end of the day, it's like, bro, it's death taxes and it's guns in case you try to go up on the taxes too much.
Like, bro, that's my like, thing. Like
in case you motherfucker get wrong on the taxes, we got guns.
Right. Right, because we gotta let these motherfuckers know. Like, you supposed to work for me.
Might have to let a nigga know.
Right.
But it ain't enough. But the problem is, you got all these guns and ain't enough unity.
Nope.
And because of
everybody's shooting at everything.
And because of the internet, the unity is. That shit is not happening, bro. That shit ain't like. America would eat itself.
But see, unity gonna rise from the internet, though. That's the fucked up thing. The unity gonna rise from the internet. That's what Mr. Robot was trying to tell motherfuckers, but they ain't listening.
Oh, that I'm in an economic large economic fallout. I mean,
beyond that,
you didn't already spill the beans that you was gonna give some fake aliens. So at this point, you got to do something else because now it's like, well, the cat's out of the bag. Yeah, we were gonna do that, but now we gotta come up with a different plan.
But the fucked up thing is, they still gonna do that shit because not everybody knows or believes the shit. That's why they can keep making all these movies about aliens and nobody gives a fuck.
The fact that we get the movies, I feel that project, what they call it, Project Operation Paperclip. Is that Paperclip? I don't know.
No, Operation Paperclip was when they were getting the Russian and German scientists.
Oh, well, I'm
after
talking
World War II.
Okay, yeah. Well, the whole shit with the ET scenario, I think our whole lifetime we good on that scenario because I feel like
shitting me.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna scare us with it.
Shitting me though.
It's too much money, bro. It's nope. Too much money too to be made.
Exactly why they gonna do the shit.
Nah, too much money to be made.
Exactly why they gonna do
the
shit.
They ain't gonna fuck with the money. America ain't gonna do nothing to fuck with the money.
Shit.
And that, cause ultimately it's like capitalism. Like, it's just like, no, we ain't gonna do nothing.
No,
to fuck with
the
money.
If you think about it like this, if you can create the illusion that America is in cahoots with the aliens, you can lord that over any and every other country for whatever amount of money or whatever amount of whatever you want from them. They ain't fucking with no money. They gonna people get all the money.
Like they
shit
know,
me shit nah, too sensitive,
people
bro.
People ain't ready. I mean,
on top of that, the Vatican's behind it as well. They already talking about, oh yeah, gay people is accepted within the Catholic Church, announced by the Vatican now. Oh, okay. we need to say that aliens do exist. I mean, you know, maybe they worship God too. The Vatican said that. The Vatican is right there behind this whole little slow progression of building people up for this great reveal.
Yeah, I don't think
because what you think all aliens, what you think a man aliens gonna like a human female aliens like whatever.
I think it's one of those things. If we ain't
sexual got, preference and aliens do not go together.
I feel like that's one of those things. It's gonna be if you know, you know. There is nothing's ever gonna be admitted. And nothing's ever going to be threatened.
No, the greatest form of control is giving the illusion that you know everything.
But I think they're going to leave it if you know, you know. What I mean by that is they're going to leave it in like, bro, if this is something you look into and you look at the information that's there, then you make your own judgment as to what the fuck is going on. But like, if you waiting for the big bang of this shit to happen, it ain't no big bang. It's like, bro, you can keep stressing over the big bang, but it's just like, I'm not saying the shit's
oh,
not
no, the
real.
First thing yeah, ain't gonna be like 15, 16 ships in the sky and shit.
Right, it was just like, bro,
Just be one, but you're not even getting, beyond you're not, that.
Right, it's like, bro, you can get Independence Day the movie. It's like,
but you're thinking about it based on, like, what if we initiated it? These motherfuckers here, though.
If
they come on their own accord, what the fuck?
I just feel like whatever's behind that curtain at this point, don't fuck up the money. I feel
them
like
motherfuckers don't care about no money. If I'm talking about if aliens come on their own accord, like, I don't give a fuck about this backhand deal, whatever okay, the fuck we here now.
On a scenario, out.
Because you're thinking about it based
no,
on
no, no,
if
no.
they
what,
were to control
saying,
that.
What I'm saying
idea.
Is this. I feel you'll get a legit reveal of extraterrestrial presence before you get a false flag. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I agree with that.
I feel like you'll get the real thing before you get the false flag, the little fake shit. It's like, and, at this point, it was like, nah, too many people.
And if not, they gonna come in rapid succession.
Like,
when the false flag happens, the real one's gonna come like, that ain't us. We didn't do that.
I was just like, oh, no, that ain't no false flag. Like, if it fuck up the money, it ain't no false flag. If the money get fucked up, that shit ain't real.
Not at all.
Like, if Jeff Bezos commit suicide, if the aliens come and Jeff Bezos commit suicide, all that shit real.
I mean, but aliens been coming here and been popping up
saying,
left and right, and
I'm
people don't
no,
say
I'm
shit.
I'm just saying,
it.
You get some big reveal,
so
Jeff Bezos, like,
it.
Oh, I can't take this shit with me. I'm out, motherfucker.
I'm done.
It's like, oh, I ain't getting no more money, no more.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, this shit real, bro. I'm not getting no more money because the world's. We just got invaded. This shit real. Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, we've been invaded, though. Like, these motherfuckers been here.
I'm saying in the sci-fi sense of War of the Worlds, if you get a real War of the Worlds scenario.
But what if they not coming to destroy us? They just letting us know that they've been here. Like, look, we trying to bring y'all to the intergalactic level. And y'all still stuck on Earth.
And that's
what it's going to be, though. It ain't about them trying to come and destroy us.
Yeah, it ain't shit they can, like, it's at that
that's
point.
The fear-mongering.
Because with something like that,
aliens coming to Earth ain't trying to destroy us.
Regardless of that, it's something.
Not all of them, I'll say.
Bro, humans can't humans can barely see other humans as being of equal value.
On the base level, yeah. On the base
level of skin. So if you get a completely different species, bro,
that's way more advanced and way more powerful,
bro.
Yeah, that's our fault. That ain't their fault. That's our fault for not thinking. Yeah,
that shit happened. It's like these, oh boy, it's going fucking down.
But that's not their fault. That's our fault for not telling people, like, yeah, the aliens is here, because they were trying to control the shit. The idea that you know everything. I just told you, the greatest weapon is the idea of thinking you know everything.
I mean, a wise man knows he knows nothing. That's all I'm saying.
And then if you, but if you know that these motherfuckers are here, you know something.
Ignorance is bliss, bro.
But if you know these motherfuckers is here, and they gonna let you know eventually on their own, like, look, man, we ain't got much longer to be waiting around for y'all to tell them we here. We gonna do it. We got other folks out there waiting, or there's other races that's been coming, leaving, doing what they've been doing for all these hundreds of thousands of years. All these governments around the world did not make contact with every race of alien that comes to the earth.
I don't think it's no climax. I guess that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's...
Oh, it's going to be a climax, because they eventually got to acknowledge the fact that these motherfuckers here. It's going to start off with, yes, aliens exist. Then it's going to be, yeah, not all the spaceships you see are from one race of aliens. Then this is gonna get fucked up, because then they gotta tell you, oh, some of the aliens, they actually on Earth. They've been on Earth. They've been here since before we was here. And that's what's gonna fuck everybody up. We not the first. We not gonna be the last.
I mean, if you start,
we co-mingle with motherfuckers. Start seeing
ships that zip through the air, and they just like, all right, we can.
It's getting more frequent.
It's like, all right, yo, bro. It's like, but at this point, it's like you see something, you know something there. It's just like,
oh yeah.
It's like life goes on, in the sense of like, bro.
Because most people write that out of their mind.
It was just like, bro, we ain't fucking money up.
And see, that's on a psychological level. If it's not on your mental radar, you're not gonna see it.
Yeah, I feel like above all else, if in a capitalist society, don't fuck the money up.
So like, thinking like that, you got your head down. The spaceships could be zipping by all the time, and you don't see them shits.
No, the whole thing is like, we see them, we catalog it, we track it, we write it down, we
that's what they tell you. But that's what Project Blue Book was to do.
Right, but what I'm saying, but ultimately it's like, oh yeah, don't fuck the money up. Like, bro, we need people going to work, and we need people spinning the car. But
see, it's beyond that.
We need people spinning the car, spinning the wheel. We need the machine, and it's beyond
that.
Going.
Right, and it's beyond that. When the aliens get tired of all that spinning the cog shit, because it's beyond that, they want to bring us to a cosmic level, because then we'll understand it ain't about that. Yeah, you can have all the money you want, but you don't need to worry about spending cogs, because you can fly up into space and make more money out there. It's going to be fucked up.
I just feel like any beings that are that intelligent knows that we ain't ready for contact, so they won't contact.
No, we are ready for contact, but if our own population, our own people are holding... No, bro, if our own people are holding us back from that...
I'm not saying the potential's not there.
They've been coming since before.
Since the dawn of man, I'm not saying the potential's not there, because those contacts have been made. What I'm saying on a wide scale, as a society, as a culture, as a collective consciousness...
They hold it back.
We don't vibrate that high.
Not anymore, because they hold it back from us. When we were vibrating that high, we had the Great Fall, and we haven't recovered from that. Point blank, we have
like
recovered.
The fact that we live in capitalism, it's like, don't fuck the money.
It don't matter about, you see, that's that. Yeah, you stuck on money. Get over that shit and realize.
But it's capitalism.
Yeah, that is what took it over. Because when the Catholic Church came back after the fall and was like, yeah, we got to change the calendar, so y'all watch the sky how we tell you to watch the sky. Y'all owe us this money, so now you owe us this shit, and you got to care about how much money it is to be made, because you owe it to us, because we the only ones that know what happened, and we the only ones that still got all the knowledge. After everything got burnt, we locked all that shit down. We sent the fucking... what is it? The Templar Knights out there to bring back the relics and all this holy shit and all the ancient alien tech. We brought that to lock it down, put it under the Vatican. Nobody's supposed to know. All over there in France and all that shit, man. They got this stuff. All these ancient forms of buildings and technology that was here before we was here.
No, I mean, I get all that. I guess in the end... Ain't
Tartaria,
no,
man. Bro, that was a race of people.
We don't even have a concrete plan for a pandemic. There ain't no way in hell anybody's thinking about a plan for the an account of the first kind.
The sad thing is, you know, they do have one, and they've been had it because they interact with these motherfuckers on a regular.
I think
the sad thing is, the pandemic was a situation that is used to control us through fear once again.
There's a book that's called The Panic Virus. I think y'all should read it.
Yeah, I believe you.
That shit came out before COVID.
I mean, that's just like that Korean movie that came out.
It was pretty much talking about the whole situation.
I believe that.
Yeah, because this is like just spinning, with the spinning narrative. That's why I like shit like Utopia.
There's always a pandemic somewhere throughout history.
Right, real world events in the sense of, we because you got to understand with as much media as we consume, like the narrative of what's real and fake can be changed with just how you interact. Like, it's not based on the reality that actually exists. It's based on the reality that's presented.
Because we don't know what reality is real.
So it's like, no, it's custom. You completely customize that shit like a 2K character. You shape your whole online reality.
Right.
Of like, from the shit you want to see to the shit you want to hear, mm-hmm. to the shit you want to entertain. You know what I'm saying? The people you interact with. Like, all that shit, you customize that whole experience. And it's just like any game. You don't get to go on the internet and just pick random shit out. No, you have a select list of shit you can choose from.
You can't do everything.
And people literally pick their poison.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as long as if we got to worry about
except for those that
I put it like this. The number one futurist thing that we need to focus on, it ain't the terrestrial thing, it's the AI. We need to focus
on. Oh, we already beyond that point. We fucked up.
I feel like
aliens, I mean, robots gonna kill us.
I feel like the AI is a bigger threat than any.
It's been a threat. We already passed the point of no return. They made a fucking robot that can eat bioorganic material and recharge from it. We fucked ourselves.
Oh yeah, I remember you said that shit.
That shit's real. I didn't say it. It's real.
No,
I didn't make it up. That shit exists.
You brought up that story.
We fucked ourselves, bro.
No, I mean, it's, at the end of the day, it's like it's the AI shit. It's really digital because it's so.
But that's Earth created, though.
It continues to be the un. Every year, there's a new corner of the internet that's discovered. That shit's like the ocean, bro. Like motherfuckers ain't even got they ankle in the shit. You know what I'm saying? And look how much we've accomplished with your foot in. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit is.
Those are mine.
Not even close. Yeah, help yourself. That shit ain't even got to that point. So yeah, and artificial intelligence. Yeah,
I mean, we long beyond being fucked by artificial intelligence.
Really going at some point. It's people got to see the reality that they had when they came to the idea of one day the SAO shit gonna be real. Like, we didn't touch on this before, but I think like the whole
progression, the whole Ready Player One.
That whole immersing yourself.
We too close to it.
Into it,
bro. We
that's why I don't fuck with the VR. Yeah, it's that's like why I don't fuck with VR, dog.
Oculus is gonna be the future. That's why Facebook has Oculus. Like, nah, bro, that's gonna be our shit because when we launch this Oculus Facebook interaction.
Oh, bro, they already got the in-home goddamn 3D shit you got to set up so you can be fully immersed in the shit. Like I'm not going for that.
Imagine one of the coolest things. You imagine going to be able to go to some place, you put the little gloves on, the VR, and you and your date do the VR thing in the closed circuit network at this place, and y'all pay like $10 and y'all up here playing the game.
You got the Neuralink from Elon. There you go. And you put some shades on and boom, you in there.
I think, like, it's amazing to see where the technology can go, because ever since the Jetsons, we want it, we've gotten all of that.
Right.
So it's so much stuff that you, like, want to get. Elon was in a, talking some shit, I think. Did you hear Elon decided to take he decided to take every COVID test. Like, this motherfucker took, like, almost a half a dozen tests in a day. Like, dog, in a day?
Yeah, like, so he knows what's going on.
He just kept taking them.
This Joker is actively uploading his mental capacity to the Neuralink. He got one in his brain right now. Teaching his Neuralink the human interface.
He's basically decoding all that shit.
Yeah. He's using what he's experiencing. Let's see what all they have in
this vaccine.
Right. He's using what he experiences as a human and processing it through the fucking computer.
He's an alien, bro.
Yes. Bruh. Either that or he is the first fully integrated human with an AI.
Awesome.
Alien.
Bruh. So.
Maybe.
Awesome human
maybe
shit.
Maybe aliens did create computers.
Awesome human shit, though.
I mean, it would explain how they can just goddamn backwards compatible, all this shit.
I have a story.
Well, no, they use different tech and different types of material, but I mean, yeah, possibly.
Have you ever heard of the Grim? Have you ever heard of the Grim Sleeper?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Story by the factory. A gentleman who seemed friendly, sweet, and quiet turned to be out someone that came to shock so many. For the neighbors, this man was just a normal guy in his late 40s and 50s, living quietly and peaceful life. But who knew what was going on inside the house was a monstrous life that was actually living. Mm. Well, Louis Franklin, known as the Grim Sleeper, was one of the most dangerous serial killers of all time. Starting out when he was just 21 years old, he believed he had victimized thousands of girls and made thousands of pictures that were found in his apartment, which displayed girls who were either unconscious, bounded, or murdered brutally.
Sounds like somebody else.
This whole story goes on to detail. Kind of
artwork in their house, don't it?
Basically, the LAPD got wind too. He ended up being like an army vet because they sent him off to kind of like curve some of the signs he was showing about some of the shit he was into.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like in 1998, they found the bodies of different women that were found. All of the women had one thing in common. They were all shot by the same handgun, a .25 to be specific. .25 caliber.
Mm.
They said, but during the time, DNA wasn't a thing.
So right. Y'all trained this nigga to do what all the fuck shit that y'all was trying to deter him from doing?
And that's where a lot of these serial killers came from. They either got enlisted and developed that murderous intent, or they had the murderous intent and they caught them and sent them away to try to fulfill that bloodlust, and then they come back worse off than they were.
They arrested him in 2010.
That motherfucker been killing people since then.
They established a task force in 2007 to investigate the crimes and, come forward with DNA technology in order to try to prove who was actually behind it.
See, once again, I tell people all the time, dog, like, yeah, you better be careful. Ain't nobody finna kidnap me. You don't know that.
Motherfucker's sick out there, man.
Exactly. You don't know what somebody thinking, dog. And I'm not paranoid. You don't know what somebody thinking. I got a friend. I dated this girl. She's still missing, dog. She's dead. I'm sorry to say it, but she is dead, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that. Her and the dude that she was supposed to go to, I think it was Puerto Rico with, that nigga knows something.
Of course he does.
Nah, the story goes on to say that he used to target black women who were vulnerable and alone, were mostly addicted to drugs and were, in the profession of prostitution. Because Franklin was a sanitation employee, he knew the alleys and dumpsters a little too well, so he had no problem disposing of the bodies and the victims there.
See? Y'all trained him up. Y'all did that. He's a product of the system.
The first victim was Deborah Jackson, 29, shot in the chest. There's no concrete date for when the murder happened, but the body was found August 10th, 1985. But they said during that time, the crime rate in Los Angeles was pretty high. But they end up, at the end, they said the murder was related to drugs because she was a drug addict prostitute.
Yeah, that's how a lot of these serial killers got away for years.
That's how he was able to get away, because his victims were like, right. Yeah. He got married in 1986.
Killing all these women that don't nobody even fucking care about no more.
Right.
They're on the street tricking and shit.
Right.
They get their little jollies off and then.
That's the end of it.
Bitch go to talking for the money and just be like, ha ha ha.
That man got married and had two kids.
You just don't know. You still got something else to fulfill. Oh no, that'll be extra. Right. Right. Exactly. Or these motherfuckers really on some devil shit and they trying to satisfied some demons or some shit.
Yeah, they ultimately caught him because he kept shooting these girls with the same handgun. And the shit eventually got traced back to him.
Yeah, see, he was probably just crazy because he's not using logic to think that they would attract his gun.
Yeah, he served and shit. Like, bro, you should know better.
Right. He probably thought, now, what movie was that I watched? And the dude had a special...
Like watching Invisible Luger. Man and went in.
He had a special Luger And he was using that to kill people because they couldn't trace the bullets.
Yeah.
But it ended up coming back around. Oh, Fargo. The original Fargo movie.
Yeah.
Somebody got shot with a gun that was not American made. And he got it from overseas. And he was like, yeah, I've been using it because you can't track the bullets. Eventually, they will, motherfucker, because ballistics is going to learn. Like, I ain't never seen this bullet before. Where'd it come from?
Came from the UK.
Oh, really? What gun was it made with? Now they motherfucking know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they track down, who's got a gun like this?
Boop on the first.
Right. Oh, no, cuz I got that PlayStation 5 and I got that 75-inch back here, but you can get that. That's where that ends. No damn playing around with that.
Nah, man. If that happened, you gotta get them Pablo Pops.
And me. That's how they make the Manchurian candidates, though. No, the Pablo Pops are how they keep surveillance on everybody. You think the birds are fake, but it ain't the birds, dog. It's the damn fiends everywhere.
You walk around cracked out in the motherfucker.
Right. Oh, I seen that.
I seen it.
They gonna tell you.
What about that $5 you promised me?
You so cracked out, I thought you forgot. No, baby, I'll never forget.
Oh, no, daddy need the rock.
Especially when they providing you a service, he knows that he can right. Hold the fucking crack rock over your head. I'm to be getting a little foggy.
Right.
On the specifics.
I don't remember what happened. I might remember if a little more grease hits the old cogs in the memory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but know what I mean.
Nigga be sticking that old crusty ass hand. Look like he ain't washed that bitch in 3 weeks.
If you know what I mean. Like, nah, man, fuck that.
I'll get you that Zan Crispy Treat.
Nah, I'm good on that. A Xanax Rice Krispy Treat?
No,
I'm
Krispy good. Treat.
I'm good on that.
Krispy Treat, you know.
No.
Don't fuck with no Z-bars, bro.
Nah, man.
And I just put them like some corn syrup and just coat them on top of them.
Fuck no. That ain't going to solve that.
Take a bite, boy, be duh.
Hell no.
No.
Take a bite, be itching.
Nah, I'm good.
Nah.
Man, can't walk out this bitch Geechee.
Nah, I'm good.
That shit turned Geechee.
No, I had my times with prescription shit. No, I'm good on that. Like I said, I only fucks with the shit that grows out of the ground or is naturally produced in your brain. I'm good with that. You need none of that extra shit.
On the shrooms, I got them portobellos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna catch hell trying to make me try some fucking shrooms because I don't eat.
They ain't gonna try to make you do nothing.
I don't eat no goddamn mushroom. Period.
Oh, that's right. You say you don't fuck with no mushroom, no pizza. Mm-mm. Like, fuck your right. Supreme
that
pizza.
Wouldn't work.
Mm-mm.
Put it like in the spaghetti. Can't do
like,
that.
You ain't fuck with the Supreme pizza.
Nope. And be like, man, what are you fucking mushrooms in my shit, bro? Like, I don't eat that shit.
Right. There ain't no way around it.
Like, bro, it's just a little bit. Like, nah.
Bro, that
the only way I could is if I ground it up already and just dusted it in there and just mixed it up. And then
well, I know the difference, dog. That shit taste like Cora. I can't have it. K, not K, but Q U O. R-A, nigga. That's what that shit tastes like.
Core.
Tell that core.
I don't want it.
Tell that core 9.
That's that fake. That's that fake-ass meat that they be selling, like, you can buy it and you know, make, like, ground beef shit with it, but it's, I mean, it's actually
probably made from mushrooms.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I had some of that shit. I was like, oh, no. What the fuck? Mm-mm. Don't like it. What is this
mushrooms
shit?
Mushrooms are fucking fungus.
I looked that shit up. What? Mushrooms.
That ain't no plant. That shit fungus.
I'm good. Right. I'm good.
Yeah, there was a comedian named James Acaster, and he was talking about that, but he used talking about different vegetables and fruits and funguses that we can and root plants that we consider, you know, fruits, vegetables and plants and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And when we eat them, but he was using it as a contrast, talking about perspective and what it means for people, because a lot of people assume that a fucking tomato is a vegetable, but it's definitely not. It's a fruit because it's got seeds in it and it comes from a seed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but that's one of them things. I hate when people try
just like cucumber.
Try to tell me,
right?
Like, yeah, man, tomatoes are fruit, and I was like, man, shut your ass up! It's a goddamn vegetable.
But it's a fruit, though.
No, it's a fruit, bro.
Like, but it's a goddamn vegetable. Leave me alone.
And just like he said something else too, and he was like, yeah, you think it's a vegetable, but it's a fruit because it comes from a plant. I mean, it comes from a flower.
Brother, literally, if they wouldn't have called the jackfruit a fruit, they would have called it shit a vegetable.
But it's a fruit, though. It's got seeds. Internally. Within the meat.
Mm-hmm. Better have my cocktail.
Half baked, boy.
Yeah, that's right. That was on half baked. I'm trying to remember.
Next time I come, you better have my cocktail.
Smiley face.
Oh boy,
I get my weed from Samson.
Fucking squirrel cane.
Saturday
night. He's my bitch now.
Brother, Saturday Night Live last week.
I'm his bitch.
Bro, y'all remember? Y'all caught that. The Saturday Night Live, Dave Chappelle last week.
Yeah, that was funny as fuck.
Bro, that shit was funny as fuck. Dog, it took me out when I seen goddamn Count Chocolate, bro. That was
this chocolatey nigga.
They're right. Look at them chocolatey dog lips behind them things. No, really.
No, really. Look at this. Look at,
what is his name? Pete Davis look. Pete Davis's lips behind that the fangs.
That shit was funny, bro. I think could not hold it, bro. He was like, I'm killing myself on the inside.
Right.
Just straight laugh.
And Pete Davidson, I'm glad he's happy again, because that motherfucker was on the verge of committing suicide, boy. Yeah, when him and Ariana Grande broke up, that nigga was sad as fuck.
Man, that man, I can imagine shit, bro. Goddamn, Pete Davidson be pulling baddies, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, he be pulling baddies. I was like, damn, boy, Pete Davidson just be funny.
Now, he's a regular ass dude from Jersey. Smokes
bags.
Weed and
I mean rich, you know what I'm saying? Rich funny nigga, like
he ain't rich. That nigga bad rich, dog. Wildin' Out don't pay them niggas, man.
You talking about SNL?
SNL don't pay them
he
niggas.
He doing
either.
Movies and shit though. He be doing other stuff. He
self made.
He self made, bro.
Nope. What is that?
He ain't broke.
That New Jersey movie, that shit was independent. The other movie he was in, that shit was independent too.
Yeah, I think them independent.
All players. His little. Do you watch his stand-ups?
Make more, mate. Oh no! The only time I see Pete Davidson's on SNL, I don't really follow him like that.
Yeah, exactly. He's not rich.
But
he's not rich. He's a pothead who still lives with his mom, and he's still trying to get over the fact that his dad is dead. That joke ain't rich. He's depressed, and I'm glad he's not dead right now.